WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Don't forget on our politics website, it's afreecountry.org, we have our latest thoroughly unscientific poll today. The question is, incoming House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Peter King plans to hold hearings on what he calls the radicalization of the Muslim community in this country. Do you consider this framing fair game for an inquiry, a form of racial profiling, or it's complicated? Answer the question and read more about politics at itsafreecountry.org. So listeners, as you know, we get some pretty interesting guests on this show. We ask them about the news, politics, culture, health, science. But over the past few weeks, we've also been asking them what they're giving as gifts this holiday season. Go take a look at the Brian Lehrer Show gift guide if you're wondering what a Greek Orthodox Christian from Nazareth or a congressman from Manhattan or a sex columnist from Seattle gifts for the holidays. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And right now on this Friday, heading into the last weekend before Christmas, we are opening the phones for people who are personally selling Christmas gifts. If you have a small business or a local store, give us a call to plug your wares as the people who are already packing our lines finish up. Target, Walmart, not eligible to call in. Anyone else, 212-433-WNYC. And while those calls are getting ready to go on the air, I want to replay some of the answers that we got from our esteemed guests over the past few weeks when I asked Dan Savage, the sex columnist from Seattle and the man behind the It Gets Better campaign. This is what he said.
I probably shouldn't talk about the pot brownies that they sell at a certain market in Seattle that I frequently give. I won't talk about that.
Uh-oh.
I'm not the gift buyer in my family. My husband buys the gifts for people, including himself. So I'm really terrible. The It Gets Better Project t-shirts that are at itgetsbetter.org for a certain donation might be a terrific gift. I give books. I still believe in the printed word. I'm probably going to be giving a lot of Armistead Maupin's new book, Marianne in Autumn. I just about halfway through it, and it's terrific. And Sex at Dawn is a terrific book that I've been giving to a lot of people.
Good.
I'm a very boring gift giver, and I apologize for not having a better answer.
Well, that was Dan Savage. Next up, that Greek Orthodox Christian from Nazareth, Rami Khoury, the director of the Issam Fares Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. What is he giving this year?
Well, I'm a Greek Orthodox Christian from Nazareth, so I'm sort of the granddaddy of Christianity. And, of course, Khoury means priest. It's the same as Cohen for Jews, which means priest. So being a priest from Nazareth is about as Christian as you can get. And we celebrate Christmas, and we celebrate all the monotheistic religions and the joys that Jews and Muslims and Christians all have in their heart at these occasions. But in terms of gifts, I'm actually really impressed by these electronic readers. My wife recently bought me a Kindle as a gift, and this thing is extraordinary, what it allows people to do.
So the granddaddy of Christianity is giving a Kindle this year. Interesting. And here's New York Congressman Anthony Weiner, who knew who he wanted to give a gift to, but not quite yet what to get him.
I feel like I owe Peter King some kind of a gift. You know, he and I had a rather loud exchange on the House floor that got some attention, and fortunately also helped. Well, finally, at the end of the day, we passed the 9/11 First Responders Bill, and hopefully we're going to do that this week. But I feel now it's either a buffer so that when I talk to him, he can hear it at normal decibel levels, or maybe some kind of a relaxation gift that I give to myself so that when I talk to him, I don't get so fired up.
Congressman Anthony Weiner. And again, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to check out our entire guest list gift guide. You'll see gift ideas from Hannah Rosen of Slate, Dan Gross from Yahoo Finance, Michael Mulgrew, the head of the United Federation of Teachers, also the CEO of Weight Watchers and what he's giving, and many more of our recent guests with their holiday gifts at WNYC.org. And now to you, people who are personally selling Christmas gifts. If you have a small business or a local store, we are going to put you on the air right now to plug your wares. Don in New Rochelle, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Yes, hi. Good to hear. I'm involved with the Backstreet Gallery, owned by my partner, Ivar. Hi, Ivar. It's in New Rochelle on LeCount Plaza, and we have an unbelievable selection of everything from origami to hand-painted boxes, beautiful little watercolors, jewelry, handmade jewelry, all sorts of things. It's absolutely gorgeous and very, very reasonably priced.
All right. Hope you do really well this weekend. Thanks for calling and for listening.
Thank you.
The Backstreet Gallery in New Rochelle. And let's see, Jesse in Long Branch, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Brian. It's wonderful to talk to you. And I think this is great that you're trying to support local businesses. It's been a tough 2 years for
absolutely
all of us. I have a cookbook. It's called Spicing Without Fear. And we have a cafe and catering business. It's primarily vegetarian, but we also do cooking classes. And with the cookbook and cooking classes, it's a gift that keeps giving. And I would love to donate $5 of every sale to NYC.
Well, maybe we can work something out. But give your address again.
It's 139 Brighton Avenue in Long Branch, New Jersey. And they can, it's free postage for the cookbook if you want to call, and it's also on Amazon.com.
Thanks a lot. Good luck this week. Nanette in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nanette.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
What you got?
I promised your very nice producer I'd be brief. So in Brooklyn, Cobble Hill, the heart of Cobble Hill on Smith Street between Baltic and Butler is Art Cetera. And we've been offering kids classes, music and art classes, for about 12 years. And for the past 7 weeks, we've been running a pop-up shop. And a lot of people popped in, and it's been fabulous. And now this is our closing weekend. So I think some of the things your guests are looking for, we could work on overnight with the elves. But I think everything else on people's list they can find, they get to shop local. We've featured over 30 small local artisans of handmade beautiful things, kids' books, so come on down.
All right.
We're having holiday cheer
all
for
right
all ages, and people can learn more.
And maybe Congressman Weiner, since he's from Brooklyn, can go in there and find just that special something for Peter King. Nanette, thanks a lot. 212 Smith Street for Art Cetera. Let's see, we've got one from New Rochelle and Long Branch and Brooklyn so far. Jono in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jono.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks a lot.
What you got?
Appreciate it.
Sure.
I just wanted to let everyone know, my name is Jono Pandolfi, and I do handmade ceramic work. And this coming Monday, December 20th, I'm having a sale downtown at Lolita Bar, which is at 266 Broom Street, Lower East Side area. And I've got lots of mugs, porcelain bowls, stoneware things, beautiful handmade gifts from $20 and up. And it'd be great to see everyone there.
At 266 Broom Street. Good luck. Jason in Manhasset. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What
thank
you got?
You, thank you. We supply wigs to chemotherapy patients. The difference is we send a wig stylist to their house, and that's wigs, A-T-H-O-M-E. And it's a great feeling. It's a lot of compassion, and it's sort of a give back thing that goes on between us and them because of personal experiences.
How can people get involved?
Well, What we asked for is we started a non-for-profit. It's called the Wigs at Home Give Back Program. So we, when they're done with their wig, what we ask is they give it back to us, we clean it, and then we find people who can't afford or insurance doesn't pick up the cost.
How can people get in touch with you?
They can Wigs at Home, WIGSATHOME, or they can call me on my phone. Oh, you want the number?
I don't know. If you want to give out your number, that's up to you.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't
so
do it, actually.
At home. They can go to the website.
.com?
Yeah, WIGSATHOME.
Okay, wigsathome.com. It sounds like a great thing. I hope you do really well with that. William in Williamsburg. You're on WNYC.
Hello, Brian. Nice to speak to you.
How's your burg?
Oh, the burg is great. It's really hopping all the time now. I mean, I've been here since the late 90s, so it's a wonderful area.
And what do you sell? Where are you?
Okay, I'm at 136 North 10th Street between Bedford and Barry, and we are liquidators. We buy overstock, so we already sell high-quality items from fashion to housewares at up to 90% off of retail. And what we've got now for sale, we've got silver-plated tea strainers that retail for $32. We sell them for less than $11. We've got hand-blown glassware from Venice, Italy, retails for $80. We sell it from $14.99 to $19.50. Exotic cocktail glasses from Morocco. I've got Betsy Johnson shoes that retail for $200. We sell for $50. Photos on glass of Brooklyn area by a local artist, Mara Catalan, that retail only for $49, period. I've got soaps from France. I've got California candles for, again, 80 off of retail. And this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going really nuts. We have 30% off everything in the store anyway.
You're great at this. You could be the next Crazy Eddie.
Oh, I love Crazy Eddie. I've been in New York since 76. He had the greatest commercials.
William in Williamsburg from Peach Frog, right?
Peach Frog.
Thanks a lot.
www.peachfrog.com.
Good luck. And by the way, when we run out of time for this in a minute, listeners, this is going on our Facebook page. A lot of people are posting what they're selling from local small businesses, so please check out our Facebook page. Also on our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can keep posting what you're selling from local stores and as individuals. And, of course, you can go there to look to buy. Anne in Glen Cove, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anne.
Hi there. I have a holiday booth at the Columbus Circle Fair, which is going until December 24th, where all of us designers and craftspeople are freezing and looking for New Yorkers to come visit us. I sell scarves that I designed and had made in Thailand, and I actually finished dyeing a whole bunch of them today, beautiful fuchsias and magentas for the holiday season. And I also carry a friend's line of one-of-a-kind show-stopping hats that are just gorgeous, and she makes them in Manhattan.
And people find you exactly where?
Well, the holiday fair is right on Columbus Circle, and you can't miss our red and white striped tents. And my company is Fern and Willow.
And thank you, and good luck. And good luck to all of you. Again, those of you who didn't get on the air, go ahead and post these to our Facebook page or go to our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and everybody else who wants to support local merchants in this last week of gift buying, go to those sites and check out what your neighbors are selling. Coming up Monday, Don't Ask, Don't Tell might actually be repealed this weekend, with more Senate Republicans embracing it now as a civil rights act. We will ask gay and lesbian listeners, if it passes, if you will rush out and enlist. And online bloggers from left, right, and center in an It's a Free Country open thread here on the radio. That's coming up Monday here on the Brian Lehrer Show. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Karen Camp. We had intern help from Jonathan Kalstein and Mike LeVay. Our itsafreecountry.org politics editor is Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Dmitry Krasny at the audio controls today. Talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer.